Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be discussing a topic that I think a lot of people can relate to. And I was talking to our guests a couple minutes ago, and we were talking about how you don't realize how many people are really affected by infertility until maybe you yourself are affected by it and you start a conversation, and then people just kind of all open up. But today we're sharing a success story about infertility and a remarkable couple that you've probably heard about in the media. Ashley and Tyson Gardner are joining us today, and their story is incredible. They went through 8 years of infertility, ending in IVF. And they recently welcomed quadruplet little girls into the world. Their story has gone viral around the world, starting with an ultrasound picture, right?
Yes.
Yep. Your reaction when you learned there are 4 babies in there.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here. And tell me about that moment when you went in, you found out you were pregnant, you go in, you get the ultrasound, and what do you see?
Well, I mean, after struggling with infertility for 8 years, I mean, we definitely wanted a family. We didn't think we'd get them all at once, but we were definitely caught off guard and just so excited. I mean, it was, you know, scary and exciting all at the same time. I mean, you know that there's a lot of risks with the pregnancy where you're carrying quadruplets and, you know, but we were so excited to welcome these babies. This was our last shot. We weren't going to have another chance. And so to get our whole family was just a blessing.
And what was your reaction? Did you immediately just go into shock, Dad?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, when the tech was looking at the ultrasound, we immediately saw 2 pockets. We got really excited. We thought we had twins, which is what we were hoping and praying for. She got really quiet. She kept looking closer and closer. That minute seemed like an hour, and finally she said, "Guys, we have quadruplets." And me and Ashley's faces, I mean, luckily, you know, one of our good friends, Alicia Halleck, was there, and she caught it all, you know, on pictures. And so you get those images, you see our reactions, which were, you know, every emotion.
Priceless.
Yeah,
priceless.
Exactly. Exactly. It was just an incredible moment and an incredible blessing for both of us.
Quadruplets are extremely rare. I actually grew up with a set of quadruplets, but they were non-identical, just completely separate,
right.
3 girls and a boy, and they're adults now. But yours are even more unique. Tell
yes.
me the step further of how unique your quadruplets are.
So we transferred 2 embryos back, and the doctor gave us a 40% chance of having 1 baby with the quality of my eggs and my endometriosis.
Goodness.
He was just like, we hope you get 1 out of this. And both eggs stuck and both eggs split. So we have 2 sets of identical twin girls, which is a 1 in 70 million chance that that would happen.
For us, that equates to a miracle.
Yes. Yep.
How much do you feel like God had a hand in this whole thing?
Oh, 100%. None of it could have happened without God. And I mean, these babies are miracles. I mean, every single step of the way we have seen God's hand in all of this. I mean, there has just been so many little moments that you've just been like, oh my gosh, he's here and he knows our story and, you know, he's watching over us. And it's just been really humbling and just incredible to watch.
And what about you? How much prayer and thought and just awe has gone into all this, the whole process?
Yeah, we wouldn't be here without our faith. I mean, without a doubt, the entire journey, the 8-year struggle, you know, I mean, that's hard in and of itself. And so without your faith, your family, your support system, I mean, it's, you have to pick yourself up several times. And so to have that support system is, you know, it's vital. And so, you know, we know that this is God's work. This is his miracle. And, you know, we're blessed that he chose us and, you know, what an adventure we're getting ready for.
Okay, so tell me their names.
Okay, so we have Indy, Esme, Scarlett, and Evangeline.
Oh my goodness, how did you come up with those names?
Oh, we just, they were easy, actually.
I think it's harder when you're picking 1 name, because you know, you're going back
so
and
much
forth.
Pressure
yeah,
for 1
exactly,
name, right?
1 name, yeah.
We got to pick all your favorites.
Yeah,
exactly.
We just picked all of our favorites. It was pretty easy.
We had a list, you know, of girl names before We even knew the genders. And so luckily we had more on the girls' side than we did on the boys. So it worked out well. And, you know, the compromising was pretty easy. You know, we had four to choose from, and it worked out well.
Tell us what going through IVF was like, that process, and the nerves that were surrounding it, and then finally the success.
Yeah, IVF is not an easy thing to go through. I mean, infertility, the whole journey isn't easy. IVF, you know, the medications and stuff they put you on are they mess with your hormones a lot, and they make you really emotional, and you know, you're doing injections every single day, you know, shots in your stomach, and you know, just all sorts of medication. It's just, it's not an easy thing to go through. But I feel like for us, when we decided to do IVF, I just said, you know, I'm just going to put 100% of my faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. And I know that it's just going to work out the way it's supposed to, whether it works or whether it doesn't. And it was a, you know, it wasn't easy at times. And, you know, I just kept trying to keep my faith in the Lord, and knew that everything would work out okay, and it did.
What were those moments like when you held them for the first time?
Oh
my gosh. I mean, it's a piece of heaven, really. Four pieces of heaven. I mean, words can't describe, you know, holding your child for the first time, and, you know, especially when they're in the NICU, and, you know, I mean, it's, you know, that's a place where anything can happen, and so to be able to even hold them, to put them on your chest, to do a skin-to-skin care, I mean, it's incredible. Words just can't describe it.
Yeah, there's no words to describe it. I mean, after working so hard and putting so many years into trying to get these babies here, finally just being able to pick one up and hold her was just like, it was just unreal.
But once again, at that moment, you see God's hand again, you know, without a doubt.
So the girls are doing well. They're about, what, 3 weeks old now?
Mm-hmm.
And they're still in the NICU,
yep.
Correct? Talk about how are you guys going to move forward? What's next for you? And taking care of four babies is very demanding. Taking care of one baby is very demanding.
Right.
I can't imagine taking care of four.
Yeah.
That's a great question. We get asked that all the time. And the thing that we've tried to do is just take one day at a time. We try not to look too far ahead. You'll get overwhelmed way too fast. And so with four daughters coming home, you know, we just do one day at a time. Luckily right now, you know, they have 20 babysitters. They got nurses and doctors all around them.
Yeah.
You know, we know when we're not there, they're being taken excellent care of. And so we know as they progress and they're ready to come home, you know, we'll be able to take care of them. We've been trained. They've showed us what they need. And so we know with our faith in God that He's blessed us with these miracles and He's going to help us through it. And so we do it one day at a time, though. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
And that goes back to our support system also. I mean, we're both born and raised here, and we both have big families, and they are 100% willing to help wherever and whenever we need. So.
They're probably thrilled with
yeah.
the whole thing.
I think they're trying to push us out of the way so they can take care of it.
Yeah.
So. Do you need a babysitter?
Exactly.
Do you need to check on him? No, back to the NICU thing. You know, my little girl was in the NICU for a very short period of time, just about a week, and I remember a friend telling me, I was so nervous about it. And stressed about her being in the NICU. And I remember her telling me, because her little girl spent a long time in the NICU, and she said, there is no safer place for them to be. The nurses and the staff, they're so wonderful, and they're watching every single thing. Is that kind of what you guys are thinking
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, I mean,
without a doubt.
The nursing staff and the doctors there, they make you feel so much more comfortable because you can just truly tell that they love their job and they love these babies. And you know, they're going to do anything and everything to make sure that they are safe and that they're progressing. I mean, it's been, you know, it's definitely a roller coaster, the NICU, the emotions that you go through. I mean, it is hard leaving your babies there every night and not taking them home with you. And, you know, just different medical things that come up. It's not always an easy thing, but, you know, knowing that some of them, I feel like, love our babies just as much as we do. And so it's, you know that they're in good hands.
There are so many couples who are struggling with infertility. What message would you have for them?
Oh, I just don't give up hope. I mean, before we did IVF, I was going to give up. I couldn't take any more, in my mind, rejection. I just couldn't do it anymore. And we finally decided, you know, IVF is the route for us. Maybe we should just give it one more try. And it did take courage to do that, because it's a big, big procedure and you put yourself through a lot and it's not easy. And, you know, I almost gave up. And if I would have given up, I wouldn't have my four babies here right now. And so, you know, my message to anybody who's struggling with infertility is just don't give up hope. Just, you know, dust yourself off and just keep trying. I mean, it's not easy. It's not, but, it'll all work out the way that Heavenly Father's planned it to. So you just got to keep trying.
And that's the lesson that we've learned, is through our trials, gained a lot of experience, and we know that things don't happen when we want them to happen. You know, they happen on God's time, and His timing is perfect. And we know that now. We have four beautiful daughters because of it. So, you know, don't give up hope. I mean, hope's a good thing.
Well, I know you guys don't like to look too far ahead, but I hope you've thought about how you're going to ward off all the boys when they're 16, because four daughters, it's not going to be easy.
Yes. We're going to lock them up.
Yes. Invest in some good padlocks. Yes. Ashley and Tyson Gardner, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today and being here.
Thank you for having us.